Who was Johnny Rose? Not much is known about him other than, well, he was an early settler here in Scottsdale. But we do know that he bought a parcel of land and constructed the building that is now Mexican Imports. And we do know that he must have been quite a diverse character as well. He'd have to be to run a store whose signs read, Fancy Groceries, Shoe Repairing, Barber Shop, Pool Hall, Ice Cream, Confectionery, and Soft Drinks. We know that Rose came to Scottsdale in the early 1900s and built a framed wood pool hall. We know he tore it down in 1923 and rebuilt, adding a basement, a second story, and eye-catching imported white glazed exterior bricks. We also know he left town rather suddenly, and that his building was sold in 1929 to the Song family from Chandler, who reopened it as a grocery store. Perhaps because of the mystery surrounding Rose, surrounding him in many ways, he was known as a bit of a rebel. There are rumors of a checkered past, of arrests for running a bawdy house, for allowing gambling and illegal drinking. Some suggest he even sold booze at his pool hall, despite the admonitions of Scottsdale's teetotal founders. Some say he was eventually tamed by love, calming down and opening a legitimate business after marriage. Who knows? That is what we know about Johnny Rose. He was apparently eclectic, an innovative businessman. He had an eye for flash and a willingness to entertain. He was an early settler, but he didn't really settle in or stick around long. We don't know much about Johnny Rose the man, but flashes and hints and rumors abound of a truly wild Western man.